We're up to in Hilchos Tikkun, we're doing chapter 32, Siman Lamed Beis. We're up to subsection 68, Samaches. Yesh Emrim, there's those that say, Shalocha Lamoshe Misinai Likroich Es Aparshiyes B'matlis Oy B'klaf. There are those that say that it is passed on a tradition from Moshe from Sinai to wrap the parsha with a cloth or with a piece of parchment. So you take it, you wrap it around on the outside of it. And if you did not wrap it, it's puzzle. That's the way they do it today. You wrap a piece of parchment around the, you know, you don't just put in the parchment rolled up or folded up, but what you wrap around it. And there's those that disagree. So whether it's kosher or not, b'di'evet, it's puzzle or not. So b'nogun licharchan b'klaf l'chatchila. The custom is to wrap it with a parchment to begin with. That's the right way to do it. But if you didn't wrap him, then after the fact it'll be kosher. If he doesn't have any other tefillin, he can use them without wrapping. There are those that are particular not to wrap them only with such parchment which would be fit to be used for the compartments, for the housing, for the batim, and for the straps. And the meaning it has to be the kosher, as we learned before, from Mamutar Bificha, it has to be kosher animals, and it as the condition we learned before. But and the reason why they say so is Shekivan Shekirichazu Alocha Moshe Misinai, since this wrapping has been passed on from Moshe from Sinai, so it's treated, it has the same law as the compartment and the straps. They need to be from the type which is permissible to your mouth, which you're allowed to eat, which means a kosher animal. But not from a type which is asur. That's only provided if you're using a parchment. But using a cloth, over there doesn't apply, no prohibition. If there's a cloth, it's made from a material. Then we don't have to be careful in it. What does it mean in it? So how do you make, how do you make the cloth? From what is the cloth? In matlis, there's no iser, there's no, not to be particular. What are you going to be particular with? I have to look this up. What does it mean that a matlis doesn't have a prohibition? There is no material, let's say, because mistame wool, for example, comes also from the animal. So let's say you have I'm not sure what the matlis comes from, the piece of cloth comes for, but I'm not sure it means shalei shaykh bo isur. I have to take a look what that exactly what that means. But let's go by turn halacha and see if Samach tells. Subsection 69. Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. There is also a tradition passed along the ruling by from Moshe Rabbeinu, which he received at Sinai. Sheyikrech ala parshas ar behema chaya toirim, that he should wrap on the parsha. He should wrap the hair of a. Of the animal, of a tame or domesticated or undomesticated chaya, which are again toherim, which are clean, which means which you are kosher to eat. So where does this hair go? So you use hair from the animal. Yesh emrim sheyichrech hasar al gufa parsha. There's those that say that the hair goes on the parsha itself. First you do the hair. And then you go and wrap the parchment on top of the hair. There's those that say that first you should wrap the parchment, and then you wrap the hair on top of the parchment. So which way? Either the hair first and then the parchment, or the parchment first and then the hair. The nagu, and the tradition is the tradition is that that here is made out of a calf. And the reason that it is, so a person should remember what happened with the golden calf, with the calf, and so he will not sin. If he can't find of a young from a calf, so then he'll do from a bull, from a big one, from a cow, or an ox. First you have to wash the here very well so it's clean when you put it on. V'chachmei hazoyer hizhiru, the sages of the Zohar, of the Kabbalah, they have warned, v'amran, they said, she'iktsas sar ze yoytze chutz lebotim shel rosh, that some of that here should go out of the boxes of the head tefillin, pokus me'edach se'edah, less than the length of a barley. So they want that to come out. If you look at the parshas of the, you look at the tefillin, the shel rosh, you'll see that in the front there goes out some hairs, come out from the inside, that you push to where you sew over there, they come out, there's these hairs coming out. Less than the size of the seder. So yesh emrim, there are those that say shasara yitze yim parshas kaddish, but you have four different portions, and you're wrapping them all up with the parchment and with the hair. But from which portion? So some say it's from the portion of kaddish, which is the first one. The yesh emrim in parshas vayim shemaya. One it says no shemaya, but teiv she yitze mi parshas vayim shemaya. So best that it goes out from the vayim shemaya. Bitzad apoyna leparshas kaddish, to the side which goes out to the portion of kaddish, that's where the hair goes out. So if you have the kaddish is to the right hand, you're looking facing the tefillin, so the kaddish is going to be to the right side here, and then you have and this is v'hoyim shemoya, so it's on the side of the v'hoyim shemoya going towards the other, he pushed through the hole, so it's facing the portion of Kaddish. And this way it's different between the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, because the parshas are set up differently. That's why the hair will come out in a different spot. It's, that goes out in the parshas of Kaddish, which is facing the portion of Vayikiv Yachor.